النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. Now, in a few of our programs, we have been talking about this conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has regarding compulsion and free will. Now, we kind of have reached to a point in this conversation where the discussion is getting pretty serious and we're getting into the various intricate details of this matter. And so, of course, we highly suggest that the listeners go back and listen to the previous programs, which we have been talking about this conversation, because each episode of ours, just like this conversation of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, sets a stage and a different precondition and a prerequisite to be able to get to where we are getting to. So finally, you know, we get to this point where Imam Hadi alayhi salam is slowly but surely opening up this discussion step by step, you know, so that it's not overwhelming, not only for the individual who he is speaking with, but also to, you know, the rest of humanity for the rest of eternity. You know, when somebody wants to understand this concept of absolute compulsion or absolute free will, or the fact that the reality and the truth is that it is something in between the two. People need to be able to digest these things. And this is why the passages in some of these debates and some of these dialogues and conversations of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim salam are so long, is because they need to be able to vary step by step, logically, rationally, with clear evidence and proof, explain these kind of profound realities of the cosmos, right? It's not something that you can do, you know, in 5 minutes and explain, you know, fate and destiny and free will and compulsion, these kind of things. So, well, we get to a point where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talks about how people in fate are of three kinds. One is one who claims that people are authorized to do as they like, and these are the people who believe in complete free will. And these individuals who believe that they are authorized to do whatever they want and they have complete power and authority, they have considered Allah to be weak in their authority. And this kind of an individual who believes that the complete authority and the complete free will absolute is with the human being, these will perish. Then he talks about the second one, that the other one is the one who claims that Allah forces people into committing sins and charges them, these people, with things that they are unable to do, meaning they are not able to accomplish a certain task, but Allah still requires them of it, and in turn, you know, that person won't be able to complete that thing because they don't have the capability to do so, one, and two, that Allah forces people into committing sins. So these two types are categorized into one category. And they say that this person also is mistaken about Allah, and they too will perish. But then he says there's a third person when it comes to fate and this whole conversation about free will and absolute compulsion. The third one is says that Allah charges people with what they are able to do, and Allah does not charge people with what they are unable to do. And this is the person that when he does good, he thanks Allah for the grace and the tawfiq. And when he does wrong, he asks Allah to forgive him for his disobedience. And this, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, this category is a true Muslim. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.